Hey everybody, Sean Early here. Let me ask you a pretty serious question. What the hell are you doing with the rest of your life? Now, I know this is probably something we've all asked ourselves at various times, various sleepless nights, but have you ever really tried to structure that out and make some decisions and set some goals? Have you ever taken action on that thought? It's something I really have been asking myself a lot recently, and I've decided to really try to structure that out for myself, for my family, for my business, for my mindset. And it's something I want to talk about in this podcast. So if that's something that interests you, if you think you're ready to start taking action on that question for yourself, join me in the podcast. If you like this podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Today's podcast is brought to you by Robot Spaceship. Here's a question for you. How does your business stay competitive in today's mass media tornado, with rapidly shifting global demographics and supply chains, with mobile-only consumers and shrinking attention spans, powered by AI and blockchain, where everyone is live and shopping 24/7, and the new user interface is no user interface at all? The answer, Robot Spaceship. Robot Spaceship is an innovative corporate communications consulting company with over 25 years' experience in developing transformational, disruptive, and cutting-edge ideas and technologies for our clients. We're passionate about innovation, digital transformation, and empowering businesses like yours to reach their full potential. So don't let the future pass you by. Schedule a workshop today. Just go to robotspaceship.com and get in touch. Hey everybody, this is Sean. Welcome to the podcast. If you have been listening to the podcast previously, you probably noticed that I've been kind of jumping around a lot of topics. Previously, when I started the podcast, there were so many different things I wanted to talk about that I just kind of took a topic for that week and just kind of riffed on it. If you've been noticing on my website, I've been trying to kind of structure my communication a little better. And so in this podcast, I kind of want to just clarify some things in terms of how I'm going to be moving forward with what I talk about. Still going to be a lot of the same kind of things, but I was kind of lacking sort of a structure, sort of a, not really sort of a goal, but a direction that kind of defined the whole thing. And I've been doing a lot of sort of introspection the past couple months, and been doing a lot of personal development over the past, I'd say, year or two. If you've been following me on social media, maybe you've seen some of those posts. But a lot of what I talk about for a job is innovation, primarily for business. And it's been becoming a lot more clear to me that innovation doesn't necessarily always have to do with the latest sort of business strategy or social media technique or whatever. Innovation a lot of times has to do with yourself. And so for me personally, a lot of things that I have been focusing on are not only just the latest trends in business, but also how to innovate yourself, innovate your life. Because without the proper mindset, without the proper strategy and goals for yourself and for your family and for your sort of immediate surrounding, your life, it's kind of hard to put all these other sort of technological things into perspective and be more effective with them. So I've decided that I kind of need to sort of narrow the parameter of how I address what I talk about in this podcast. If you check out the website, I say main headline is innovate your business, innovate your life. And so a lot of what I'll be talking about now is basically your mindset, your health, and your business, and how they all kind of interplay together. And so I haven't quite worked out the branding. I don't know if I'm going to do the branding with it or not. I kind of just want to keep some parameters But for the most part, I think these three sort of pillars are critical to innovation. And like I said, innovating your life so that your business follows, because you can have a great business, but if you're you don't have your shit together, your business is going to suffer. And if you don't have your health, if you're not taking care of yourself, your business and your life are going to suffer, obviously. And, you know, if you don't have your business together, then, you know, your life and your health could suffer, obviously. So again, it's kind of cheesy, but, you know, the interplay is important. And so I've been doing a lot of introspection, a lot of focusing on mindset specifically. And I kind of want to leave you with something. I'm going to be breaking it down in other podcasts in more detail. But for this podcast, let me give you something that kind of sets some perspective. I'm 53, and so I've been kind of focusing on what I need to do for my personal life, my family, my surroundings, in regards to my mindset, my health, and my business. And the way I want to structure that moving forward, and I've talked about this a long time ago. I talked about planning, setting plans, setting goals. But think about this, and this is something I didn't make up. I don't know who it was, and if this was you, or if you know who this person was, please let me know so I can credit them. But there was this kind of a mindset coach influencer type that I stumbled across on YouTube. Maybe it was a TED Talk. I don't remember. But anyway, he kind of set some perspective for how you can consider how you approach the rest of your life. And he kind of created a metaphor, which kind of goes like this. So imagine that the average lifespan, you know, it's different for everybody, but if you take a sort of an average, you chunk it around 80. And, you know, if you live longer, that's great. You know, I plan to try to live longer as much as possible, but, you know, let's keep 80 in perspective as an average lifespan if you're healthy. People in Western world, modern medicine, all these factors into play. But imagine 80 is your average lifespan. And now if you take a piece of string and you hold it up to a ruler, it doesn't matter if it's in centimeters or if it's inches, but take a piece of string and measure it out to 80 on that ruler and cut it. And so you have an 80 centimeter or inch long strand of string. And now take your age, your current age, and measure it up on the ruler and then cut that piece of string off and throw it away. And now what you have in the remaining portion of your life, take another 30% of that and cut it off. And that 30% is basically kind of averaging in the amount of time that you'll spend sleeping over the rest of your life. Some people sleep less. If you do sleep less, you'll probably have a shorter lifespan anyway. But anyway, that rest of that life, take 30% off just in terms of the amount of time you'll be sleeping until the day you die. And now take that other short piece of string that you have left. And if you are a heavy drinker, a heavy smoker, heavy drug user, if you have some sort of chronic illness, if you've severely overweight, severely unhealthy, if you don't exercise, take another 10 units of measurement years off of that piece of string. Just clip it away and throw it away. And what you have left, that little tiny piece of string, and I'm 53, so my string is a lot smaller than some people. It might be a little bit longer. But anyway, what's left is the amount of waking time you have in your life basically to achieve all the things that you want to achieve in your life. And for me, that was like, whoa. I have, you know, in essence, I have, since I'm 53 and I'm talking about 80, if I cut those pieces off, I have roughly about, 10, 20 years, because if I take 10 of those, if I take 20, which is left about 20, because I, you know, 53 up to 80. So I take the first, you know, 30%, cut it off. I have about 18 to 20 years total. And if I take half of that and consider that's half the amount of time I want to spend in my life as focusing on my relationships and focusing on enjoyment and, you know, my older years, my retirement years or whatever, The rest of the time, that short span of time I have left, around 10 years, is the amount of time that I have left to basically work, to not just work for a business, but work on myself, work on my body, work on my mindset, all these things. And so if you think about it, you know, 10 years is a very, very short amount of time. Even if this 10 years is spread over the rest of my life, we're not talking about consecutive nonstop, obviously, but if you take 10 years of time, that's not a lot of time. So putting that into perspective, that 10 years is basically the amount of time I have left to get my shit together so that I have another 10 years left to enjoy the rest of life, relax, take trips, luxury part of my life. And considering, you know, the older I get, the more difficult it will be to have, you know, a quality life, you know? And so that work 10 years includes quite a bit of things, quite a thing to touch on. And as I got back to what I was talking about in the beginning of the podcast, you know, your mindset, your health, and your business, these three things are critical in these 10 years that I have to focus on. And so maybe this sounds selfish, maybe this sounds self-centered, but for me, this is 100% of what I need to focus on in my life, which I will be talking about in this podcast, since, of course, it is the Sean Early podcast. But I'm hoping that the discussions that I have around these topics will be of value to you. Again, I won't, you know, I'll obviously be talking about a lot of other things like I have in the previous podcasts. They all include business, obviously. They all include life. But it's going to be a lot more structured, a lot more focused. A number of things that I've been doing lately, obviously, is really focus on getting the day job business much more optimized. I also started a second business with my wife in the vitamin supplements industry, which is going like crazy right now. So I'm going to link to these things in the show notes. But these are two things that, you know, help in the short term and help in the long term for the business end of things. So I'll be talking a lot about that. If you have joined my mailing list, which I recently just launched, if you haven't checked it out, go to my website and join my mailing list. I have a weekly 5 mailing list where every Friday I send out a list of the 5 things that I'm basically into for that week. And they cover a lot of different topics. They talk about health, wellness, business, all these types of things. So I encourage you to sign up to that just to keep up to date. And also just obviously, you know, mindset and health. These are two things that I'll be incorporating into a lot more of my conversation. I'm kind of repeating myself because I'm thinking as I go here. I do that a lot. But since I only have realistic 10 years of hard work ahead of me, I'm going to be doing a lot more basically just get things done. So I won't be writing a lot of show notes and reading off a script for my podcast. I'm basically just, I have time right now. The kids are at school. My wife is at work and I have a window of opportunity that I'm going to take. And so a lot of what I'm doing is basically just optimizing and time management, which I guess I can talk about that in the future as well. But for me, it's really just about making the best use of my time and being the most effective with the time that I have and not sitting on my ass scrolling my phone all the time. And that is a very serious addiction for me. So that's something I'll be working on quite a bit. Working in the marketing and corporate communications industry and having to focus on, you know, social media and technology as a job, it makes it really difficult to not be online. It makes it really difficult not to be social and scrolling just to stay up to date on things. And so it's kind of hard for me to juggle being tapped into what's going on and also not being just scrolling all day or all night just to stay up to date. So a lot of work to do, a lot of just personal analysis that I'll be sharing at the same time. I'm no, you know, self-help guru. I'm no life coach, obviously. So this is a lot of a learning experience for me that I'm just sharing along the way. And I hope you'll find, you know, value in this. I honestly think, and, you know, as as a business in my career, being an innovation consultant, you know, people turn to me to be knowledgeable on a lot of things. And one of the first things I say to people is that, especially with new technology and trends, there aren't any experts. We're all basically learning every single day. When you talk about things like artificial intelligence and ChatGPT, think about all that has happened in the past 6 months since this thing just came out. We're literally learning every single day something new. So I think that old saying that says, if you see the Buddha on the road, kill him, I think that that means a lot in this situation. Don't expect anybody to be 100% knowledgeable on any topic. I think I'm more open to people who share their thoughts and feelings on things that they're uncertain of than people who claim out and say they're experts. So again, I'm not approaching this as I'm going to be Sean Early, your life coach. I'm Sean Early, this person who's on this journey with you, learning as I go. Because I personally have a lot of work to do. And I think if you do that exercise, you'll realize you have a lot to work to do as well. And I'm really interested in hearing about your experiences and your thoughts on that. Again, this is not some kind of time pressure. Like I said, we're not talking about, you know, I only have 10 years of life left or 10 years of anything. This is, you know, 30 years spread over every single day. You know, if you time management or time box during the day, you know, there are parts of your day for certain things, obviously. You know, certain parts of your day where you put to sleep or to rest, certain parts of your day where you work, certain parts of your day where you focus on exercise, certain parts of your day where you focus on your family and your relationships. So again, this is a balance that we're talking about. But if you talk about the amount of time in a short, obvious chunk, it's very little amount of time. So anyway, I'm babbling, but I just wanted to let you know, as listeners, this is kind of the direction I'll be taking. And if you follow me on social and you follow me on my newsletter, that's kind of where I'm going to be focusing on. So if this interests you, I invite you along with me on this journey. I'll be talking quite a bit about a lot of different topics as they apply to these three things. I don't know how I'm going to brand them because some other people have done it before, so I don't want to be like copycat, but at the same time, it's pretty obvious to me. So it's mindset, it's your health, it's your business. Some people say mind, body, business, whatever. I'm not going to be that lame, but anyway, and maybe I'll brand it. Who knows? But for the most part, those are the three pillars. So with that said, I'm Sean Early. This is a Sean Early podcast. Thanks for joining me on this journey. And as always, be sure to subscribe on all the podcast channels. Subscribe and follow. I'm on social media quite a bit. I'm pretty active, so you can follow me there. If you're so inclined, leave me a review on Apple or wherever you can leave a podcast review. I appreciate it. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.